welcome to International Report. In today's edition, we'll be celebrating World Migratory Bird Day, which is May 11th, an occasion to put the limelight on the thousands of species who migrate around the world, stopping in some of the most beautiful natural wetlands, sometimes also in the most polluted ones. Sadly, having wings does not help birds escape the threat of plastic. Around 1 million birds die every year, entangled in plastic rings and nets or with their stomachs full of plastic. One of the degraded wetlands, a former golf course near the Senegalese capital, Dakar, was recently granted protected status as an urban nature reserve. More than 230 bird species stop there every year, despite the pollution. From Dakar, correspondent Emmanuel Landé has this report.
The Technopole is an exceptional urban wetland located in the heart of Dakar. 233 bird species have been identified here thanks to regular monitoring since 2011. Spread over 3 square kilometres, it has a number of lakes bordered by wetland vegetation, shallow waters and seasonally flooded grasslands, a key habitat for most water bird species.
Les oiseaux qu'on voit voler là, ça c'est les jeunes pélicans blancs.
These birds there, flying overhead, are young white pelicans. They are big, but they are juveniles.
The Technopole is well known to the residents of the capital, but not for its biodiversity. The government had plans to develop an advanced technology hub on the land, but soon scrapped the idea due to it being a wetland. The name Technopole stuck. Then in the late 1980s, the land was turned into a golf club. The natural pools made perfect obstacles for the picturesque 18-hole course. Some were even filled in and dried out, but massive rains in 2005 submerged and destroyed half the holes. Some locals still refer to it as the Gulf. And over the years, unscrupulous real estate developers have also tried to build on the land.
We are inside the Technopole. Everything you see here used to be water bodies that were filled in, most likely by a real estate promoter who said the land belonged to him. Since it was filled in, there hasn't been too much advancement. It's a non-edificandi area, which means it's a zone in which you can't build, even if you have the papers. Construction is forbidden. Wetlands are not suitable for building housing or other human settlements anyway.
Alioune Ba is head of the NCD, the Nature Community Development Association in Dakar. He's been lobbying since 2011 to have the Technopole protected. In 2000, BirdLife International had already identified the Technopole as an important bird area, receiving more than 1% of the global population of 3 water bird species. During the northern winter, several thousand waders, ducks and gulls from Europe and Asia, including hundreds of great cormorants, sandpipers and great egrets, along with 60 resident waterbird species, are regularly spotted here. Jeffrey Sitijetse is project manager at BirdLife, which works with the Nature Community Development Association in Dakar.
I think if the government was not designated that site as protected, I can assure you that in 2 years there will be nothing remaining. But you've seen even some areas, they have encroached to the site.
Raising awareness amongst the local community has been a whole other kettle of fish, though, according to Alioune Ba. Cultivating a vegetable plot on the embankments or fishing in the lake can bring in between 15 and 20 euros a day per person. Getting residents to view the site as a resource rather than a dump has taken time.
There are those who burn, those who dump construction waste, those who bring household rubbish. There are others who extract sand, some who come from the water, and so on and so on. Some people fish the fingerlings. So we have the vegetable farmers who likely use products that are toxic to the environment. There are many actors that help to degrade the area.
But in March 2019, Alioune Ba was finally able to breathe a sigh of relief. The environment minister declared the Technopole a protected urban nature reserve.
Now, as the site is a protected area, there are government agents who are permanently on site to keep watch over what's going on. Thanks to the classification of the site, more action will be taken to clean up and rehabilitate the area so that it can play its role to the full.
From tech hub to golf course, the Technopole is now set to be what nature intended for it all along, a true urban nature reserve. The black-winged stilt, for example, a species that rarely and irregularly breeds in West Africa in general, has been breeding here since 2011 on the Southern Lake, a lifesaver on the East Atlantic Flyway for migratory birds. For RFI, Emmanuel Landais in Dakar.